Well, kids, like I promised you about 24 hours ago from this very minute, I would do my best to get the boy himself to say something to you. And lots of you have written and asked if we couldn't get him on the show. Well, the problem there is that the guy just has to have a little time of his own, and he has little enough of it. So he is gracious enough to ask us to come up here and talk with him in the dressing room. And there, let's see, three of his buddies here, and Joanne is over in the corner. So you're in good company with Elvis Presley. And Elvis, I'm awfully glad to take this opportunity to talk with you a little bit.
Well, thank you very much, Bob. It's a pleasure, too. And is that your wife over in the corner?
That is my wife, Joanne, yes.
Woo!
Now, Joanne will be the envy of everybody at the platter party tonight. She has been wooed at by Elvis Presley. And I thank you, Elvis. I agree with you, incidentally. Sure I do. You know what? I was impressed, first of all, when I saw you. You're a taller boy than I had figured. How tall are you, incidentally?
Even 6 foot.
Are you? I had not pictured you as quite so tall. You, what sports have you indulged in any when you were in school?
Well, I tried to play football, and I never could make it, and I was very good at it. So I...
Gave it up for the git fiddle slinging, huh?
Yeah.
I don't blame you a miserable bit, not as well as you've done. What I would like to find out from you, I know that probably your tough problem on these tours is getting enough rest to do the job you do on the stage. How do you manage the confounded rest on these tours?
Well, I don't. In fact, I don't any of us get much rest. We just... and it's a lot worse when you do two or three shows a day, three and four. We do four sometimes.
So you just have to catch it when you can, is that right?
That's right. And then usually when it's all over with, there's a lot of people around, and you just don't get much rest at all.
So just between tours, you've got to climb in the sack somewhere and rest a little while. Is that the idea?
Yes, that's right. We average maybe 4 or 5 hours a night.
Where do you call home now?
Memphis, Tennessee. Memphis.
Your parents up there now in a nice big house you bought them?
Yes, sir.
Good. I heard a lot about that, and it's a fine thing. Something else I heard about, too, at a piece of your property. I heard the bad luck you had with the Lincoln over in Tampa. Is that true? About in the garage?
Bad luck? Oh, that wasn't too bad. Some of the kids got my gas cap and some of my cigarette lighters, but that was the fault of the garage.
I see. Somebody said they got in the hubcaps, too. Is that not true?
No, that's
oh,
that's
am I so glad. I could just see you buying 4 hubcaps for a Lincoln. That would cost more than the car I drive, believe me.
You pretty well, proud of, go ahead. I think the Continental hubcaps are $50 each. That's $200 for a set, you know.
Wow. What's this $350 hood ornament you were telling Ann Rowe of the same?
Yes, the ornament on the Lincoln Continental is $350 because it's white gold plated.
Yeah. Wow. Listen, the one thing I did want to check with you on, I know you don't get a chance to keep up with things too much when you're on the tour. Did you know that Ed Sullivan was injured in an automobile accident the
other
night?
Yes, sir. I read that in the paper.
It is. He is not going to be able to make his show until the 19th of August.
Is that right?
That's the first one he'll be able to make. Yeah. I thought you might be interested in that. And when are you due on the Sullivan show again?
Well, my first one is September 9th.
9th, huh? Maybe have a new platter out for Victor by that time?
I doubt it.
You doubt it, really?
I shouldn't have, because I just had a release, see.
Oh, yes, and you've done pretty well with it, too. Over 1 million copies in something like 2 weeks for Hound Dog and Don't Be Cruel, is that
yes,
right?
Sir,
yeah.
Right.
3 gold platters you've got yourself now for Victor, and I think it's a fine
Four.
Thing. Four! Excuse me! Four.
I got one for Heartbreak Hotel,
yeah.
One for Hound Dog, one for I Want You, I Need You, I Love You, and one for my album.
The album, too, has gone over 1 million?
Yes, sir.
No kidding. That's almost fantastic in the record business, isn't it? Well, Elvis, there are a couple of other things. I saw in the paper night before last that Hal Wallace is thinking of starring you in a picture with Jerry Lewis. Had you heard that one?
Jerry Lewis.
With Jerry Lewis. Had you
no,
heard it? Really?
I hadn't.
Well, there's something for you to think about.
You know, Dane and Jerry broke up.
Yes, that's true. So?
I heard something about that, but I mean, I wouldn't, I don't think I'd...
What's the mean? What do you mean?
I don't know.
You don't think you and Jerry get along?
That's Dean Martin. Well, it's not that, but it's
sure.
That's Dean Martin, and it'll always be Dean and Jerry, nothing else.
Well, I sort of agree with you on it. Speaking about partners and enemies and so forth, what's the Pat Boone situation with you? You know Pat.
Well, I know Pat very well. I didn't know anything about anything like that, except when I read this radio TV Mirror, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Well, they said Presley and Boone battled it out. Well, that's nothing. I mean... Pat Boone and I are very good friends.
And you're not fighting with Pat Boone
now? Never. Pat's one of the nicest guys I ever met, and I'm sure he... I don't think he'd say anything bad about me, you know?
No, I think the only time you've crossed swords on songs is Tutti Frutti, isn't it? It's the only two that you've... The both of you have cut.
Both of us had a flop on it, so we didn't have anything to fight about, did we?
Good. Okay. Well, we've had quite a time here with Elvis, and he's getting ready to take off, I know, and to finish that lunch, I guess, he had here.
Well, I didn't have enough. They didn't bring me but one sandwich, and that's just an appetizer.
There was one other thing I wanted to check with you. What has been your own personal reaction to the reaction of your fans as a result of the Steve Allen appearance?
Well, the kids didn't like it, you know. In other words, they were writing letters in and telling them to leave me alone, leave me the way I was and all that. But I believe that I won a lot of new friends, you know, by doing that, by showing them that I could... act like a gentleman if I wanted to.
Well, he doesn't mean it. Go ahead.
Which is not the way that I, started out.
Sure. Well, Elvis, I don't want to take up any more of your time. Gosh, I know you got 1,000 things to do, and I thank you for this 5 or 6 minutes. It's been wonderful, and Joanne and I can go home, and Joanne can sit there starry-eyed after having been wooed at. And I thank you so much for this time, and I personally want you to know that on the Bob Hoffer Show, there are no anti-Elvis Presley fan clubs at all. It's all for Elvis Presley, and that we spin at least 3 to 4 of your records each evening in a 45-minute period as the result of the demand of the kids. So, I also want you to know that as a result of our poll at our platter party Saturday night, Hound Dog and Don't Be Cruel were number 1 and 2 in St. Petersburg in that order with the kids. And I think that ought to be good news to you. Okay, thanks very much, Elvis. And
thank you,
lots
sir.
Of luck in the future.
Thank you very much.
Right, bye.